Welcome back to part two of our Windows Azure platform benefits for Visual Studio 2010 MSDN Premium or Ultimate users. My name is Tim Kashani with IT Mentors, and in this section we're going to go through a hands-on demonstration. This demonstration will probably take longer than your actual sign-in process. Let's begin. As pointed out in our first session, the place that we want to start is Microsoft.com/Windows Azure. From here, we have our Purchase tab. I'm now going to click on the Buy Now, which is going to show me a number of different offers related to Azure. I will go ahead and scroll down and click on the Learn for the MSDN Subscriber Member offer. That is now going to show me the offer itself, which we've already talked about. On this page, you will also find additional resources as well as detailed rate plan information based on your geographic location. I will click on the United States location. You will see the offer listed on the left-hand side and then the rates that I will be charged if I exceed my free offer. As I scroll down, it will give me additional information such as the payment options, pricing details, so on and so forth. We're going to be talking about the entry of the credit or debit card information as well as the option if you have an invoice or PO set up during the sign-in process. Back on our benefit pages, I can sign up for my MSDN subscription, or if I already have one, I'm going to sign in to my MSDN benefits page. At this point, I need to enter my Windows Live ID. If I do not already have one, I can sign up for one down below. Please also remember that you can have only one Windows Azure Premium offer per Windows Live ID. Therefore, if you have multiple MSDN subscriptions, make sure that you associate them with different Live IDs if you want to use this MSDN Premium offer. Upon signing in, you're going to be taken to your MSDN subscription, which is going to have your account information. And if you do have the MSDN Premium subscription, you're going to notice this Windows Azure platform link. When I click it, it's going to take me to the sign-in process for the Windows Azure platform. Now, the first thing you'll notice right here is it will tell me the type, which is the pay-per-use. If I click on the rate plan, you're then going to see that same rate plan that we saw earlier in our demonstration. My first required field is the subscription name, which will uniquely identify this particular account, and then I need to click the checkbox saying that I acknowledge the rate plan and the agreement. In step two, we now move to the billing information. At this point, you're saying, wait a minute, I thought this was a free offer. It is indeed free. The billing information is only if you exceed those free hours, and they'll be billed at the rates that we spoke of earlier. There are two ways for this information to be entered. First, you can use a purchase order number. Secondly, you could use a credit card. If you are going to be using a purchase order, you will need to obtain that first. You can either do that by going through customer service, or if you're working with a local DPE or a Microsoft representative, they may be able to help you through the process. We will give more detail on this in step three, our tips and tricks section. The majority of you are going to be entering your credit card information. And to do that, if you already have a card associated, you can pick that. If not, you're going to enter the following fields. I don't want to post all of my credit card information to you, so I will just enter that, and we will move on to step three. Our third and final step in the sign-up process is the subscription agreement. You can read through the terms, which you may have already read through, and then upon agreeing, you are going to simply click the checkbox. At that point, you're going to click the magic purchase button, and you have now finished the sign-up process. You will now receive your confirmation page, which is going to have your order confirmation number, and you will also notice this email address. You're going to receive a confirmation email message, which is going to take you to your next and final step. I will click Finish, and the system will take me directly to my Windows Azure platform for my particular subscription. As mentioned, you're going to be receiving some emails from the Microsoft Online Services team. This is the first email that I received, which is letting me know that my account is set up and ready to go. It's going to mention who the account is assigned to, and I'm going to have a link which is going to take me to my Microsoft Online Services customer portal. The second email I receive will list my confirmation order number. from the same email address, and it is going to give me some tips if my subscription has not yet been activated. If I click on my Microsoft Online Services portal, it's going to take me to the login for my particular account. I need to specify my region. I am currently in the United States. And this screen may already look familiar to you if you're using one of the other Microsoft Online Services. It will be associated with that same sign-in if that's the same account you used. If not, and this is new, that's quite fine as well. I'm going to click into the sign-in. You'll notice my Live ID. Now that I'm signed in, I can look at my services and my underlying subscriptions. The services is going to list what I'm currently using, and you'll see that I've got my Windows Azure platform. If I look at my subscription, you're going to see that ITM demo, and you are also going to notice that the status for this one is currently service active. If it were one of the other status messages, this is where you will be able to take those particular actions. Where do I take the actions? Just jump over to the right. In this drop-down box, you will see that I can do things such as view subscription details, edit my details, edit billing information, and this very important one called opt out of auto-renew. People ask, what happens after the trial period ends? Am I automatically going to be paying for my subscriptions? That is your choice. Currently, you are set to auto-renew. However, if you do not want to do that, choose opt out of auto-renew, and that will inform you that your service is going to end when the subscription expires. I'm going to say okay. Now you may ask, when does your subscription expire? If you hover over the More link, it's going to tell you the active dates, what subscription you have, what your ID is, and what your current status is. If I go back to the Actions tab, you're going to see that has now changed to opt into auto-renew. I click my little go button, and it's going to tell me that now I'm going to extend my subscription automatically. As I said earlier, your sign-in process will take less than this entire demo does. Once you are done, just to remind you, go back to your management portal and get started with Azure. If you're looking for some more tips and tricks on the sign-in process and also how to use your subscription effectively, please come to Section 3. If not, get started, good luck, and happy cloud computing. Thank you.